True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It's Sports Daily here on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster with you on a Friday. Glad to be with you on this Friday. We've got a bunch coming for you. We're going to make some game picks. Later in this hour, we are going to get you a high school football preview this week with TJ. He's going to stick around and get us all prepared for Catch a Kansas Friday. And we will we'll discuss the Royals and put a bow on this Avery Johnson thing. It's all what's on tap here, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, WBC Delano's debut brew, Hatfield's Mama, a German Kolsch with a clean, crisp character that's smooth and refreshing. Make history with Hatfield's Mama, Wichita Brewing Company, Delano's debut brew. It's available at all three WBC brew pubs. Okay, real quick, Tommy, on the Avery Johnson thing, because I don't, this narrative is interesting. And look, I think about some of the things, but I think about these things. We're three games into a season, like the talk of he needs to go somewhere where they'll let him, you know, cook and do all these things. What is that born in, do you think? Avery Johnson started the bowl game in 2023 under the old offensive coordinator, right? It was Colin Klein.
Yeah.
Guess how many times he carried the ball in that game?
10.
7.
Okay.
Last year, he averaged about 8.5 carries per game in his starts. This year, right, he has carried the ball 8, 7, and then 3 times against Army. Of course, against Army, they didn't run very many plays in general. I would contend on this that he is carrying the ball about as much as he's always carried the ball as a runner. Now, is the question, if the question is, should that be more? Should that have always been more? Then needs to be the question. Because the reality is, other than in 23, when he was a true freshman thrust into those games and just ran because, like, that's the only tool he had in his bag. But over the course of that season, when he played, he carried it less. Okay. So, and that was with Colin Klein. So if the thought is he's just going to go run back to Colin Klein and carry the ball, we don't have any evidence that that's the way Colin Klein was inclined to use him. In that one true start of the bowl game, he didn't use him that way. So then last year, he doesn't play that way. This year, so far, he's not playing that way. So I think there are two discussions to have. But the discussion that he's all of a sudden going to run back somewhere and do this so that he can run the ball more, I don't think that's truthful. The question is, whoever his coach is, should he be running the ball more? And I think that I don't think that has anything to do with should he leave or should he stay. It's a stylistic discussion of, is he a better player if he runs the ball more?
Yeah, I think that there are a couple of things here. First off, perception is reality. So, I mean, you can read stats left and right about how many times
he's running the ball. Not stats, it's how many times he runs the ball.
That's a stat. Like, you can,
I know,
you can read, like,
a it's not a perception.
My point is that at the end of the day, like, they can run him as many times as he has over the course of his career, but the perception is that it's not enough. It might be enough in their mind. It might even be enough in Avery Johnson's mind, but perception is reality. So that's number one. Number two is the fact that I think that there has been a hope or a desire, and mainly from people outside of the program, because I have no idea what the coaches think in this, but there's been a desire by the fan base that as years go on, as he gets older and as he matures, that usage increases, where it's like he's taking a step forward. He's, you know, going from his freshman to sophomore, sophomore to junior. We're seeing him layer in different parts of his game. They're going to let him, you know, maybe they start off a little bit more conservative, and then it gets, he can let it go a little bit more as time goes on. That hasn't been the case, right? Like, it's kind of been fairly steady from year to year to year. And so I think that that's a big part of it also, where it's less about, like, yeah, like, how many times did he run the ball with Colin Klein versus Connor Riley and Matt Wells, and now just Matt Wells by himself. Like, I think that, yeah, like, that's a big part of the conversation. But at the end of the day, the perception is that it's not enough. And
right.
That's just the bottom line.
I guess my point is that's a pretend conversation. Because the reality is, people are thinking he's going to leave and go back to Colin Klein because Colin Klein let him play this way.
Yeah.
Like, that's the narrative that's out there. And that's not true. That's just not a true narrative. So then the question becomes, what if Avery Johnson doesn't want to run it more? What if these are Avery Johnson decisions? Are we talking then that they need to design him more runs? Is it a scrambling issue? Is it a read option? Like, what is the design? And I think that's a fascinating conversation. I'm not sure the answer is to design him more runs. I think the answer is for him to run more out of the design of the play, right? Use that if the play breaks down. And so I don't think it's all on the coaches. I think Avery Johnson has some decision-making there too. And as he develops, I hope that he develops the desire to use his legs a little more. I don't think it's all coaching. I think it's some coaching. But I also think Avery's making a decision not to run some too. And I don't know that I think the answer is to design him 15 carries a game, because I don't know that that's going to be super effective either. He's going to be effective when things break down and he just takes off and ad-libs a run. That, in my opinion. And I could be wrong about that. That's just what I see. But anyway, I thought that was interesting, because I looked as we were having that discussion. He's not really running it any more or less than he ever has. Let's talk Royals, Tommy. Listen, I think we need it. I think we need the Tommy Caster jinx right now at the Royals. 4.5 games back. They're trailing 3 teams. They've dug themselves a hole now against Cleveland and against Texas. They still have the hole against the Mariners. We've got, what, 15 games left to play. I think it's time.
Out of all the gut punchy games, last night was probably the gut punchiest. Just with, you know, they had the lead and then they give up the lead and John Schreiber lets it go. And it's sad that he's been one of the best relievers in that bullpen all season long, and he's not been good as of late whatsoever. Yeah, I mean, the Royals are cooked. The Royals are washed. You know, like, that's,
are they done?
The Royals are 100% done. They are 100% done. And you know what? Look, like, if I jinx them and they are able to go on a miraculous run, fantastic. I will eat that. I will own those words. Totally fine with me. The Royals are done. And what's the worst part about it for me, the saddest part about it, the most infuriating part about it, less than 1 week ago, 6 days ago, they were within a half game of the Mariners.
Yep.
6 days ago, they were within a half game of the Mariners. Let that sink into everybody, that in a matter
time
of
time to have a bad week,
in a matter of 6 games, you drop 3 of 4 to the Guardians. You let them right back into the hunt. and you're out of it. You're like, in my opinion, they are done. They are cooked. They are washed. Whatever you want to call it, it's time to start looking forward to 2026.
Royals fans, you can write your thank you cards and send them to the Odyssey stations if they're able to turn this around, because you'll be able to fully put it on the shoulders of the Tommy Caster jinx. It may be too late for it. This one, we're really pressing on this one. And I've never tried to use it for good either. That could also play in. Typically, it's a more organic jinx. This one, I'm trying to coax it to get a manufactured jinx. I don't know if it works that way, but desperate times call for desperate measures. And 4.5 back with 15 to go is pretty desperate times.
I had, I had my finger on the button, on the nuclear button for the last couple of days, and I haven't wanted to press it. I think I reached out to you 2 days ago. I'm like, is it time for the jinx? I was really debating on whether or not I was going to make that.
And what did I say? I said, I'm not sure anything else is going to work. Yeah, That's what I said. I said, I don't know if there's any other option.
I probably should have done it 2 or 3 days ago, but I waited until today, and here we go.
Now they get
to. Now look, here's the thing though. Like, mathematically speaking, they're not eliminated. They're not out of it.
Not even.
You've got the Mariners next weekend. You're chasing them. If you can sweep them, but here's the thing. They're playing the Phillies this weekend in Philly, and Philadelphia is really, really good. So, mathematically speaking, they're not fully eliminated, but I would venture to guess that probably by the end of this weekend, they will be.
Yep. It obviously started a week ago, but they haven't been able to do it. All right. We've got picks to make. We've got the crew in. We're going to make those picks. They've got the games. Paul, TJ, Brandon will get you caught up on the standings. And we are going to make it. We are going to fit 6 games into this segment. And we're going to do it efficiently and get you ready for the weekend.
I hope you tell Paul that. Are you going to give Paul that heads up that we're going to try to get all 6 games through in one segment?
In the college games, we should just get a bumper that just says NIL, and we'll send it to Paul and just play that bumper every time.
Less is more in this next segment.
We've got to get 6 games in. We're going to do it. I don't know how you guys fared on
we
that
got it all
week,
done. Though. We got it all done last week.
There's one less person. There was, though. There was you, one you less hot air bag over here to fill the time.
You weren't there waxing poetically about
That's
every
what
single
I mean.
Game.
Yeah. You didn't have that to factor in there. I will do it next on Sports Daily. Here come your picks.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
Some picks destined to fail. It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's pick time, baby. We're going to make some picks. Before we do, Paul has sent us the updated standings. He's got a spreadsheet and computers and all these things to keep track of this thing for us. And so we've got the official word here to be totally truthful. It's, I think, written on a bar napkin in pencil. But we've got it here. And Paul's standings have us here. I am leading the way at 11-8. Paul and TJ are at 9. Paul and Tommy are at 9 and 10.
Yes, thank you.
TJ is at 7-12. Brandon is at 5-14. But I believe, is that right? 5-14, is that enough games? But I believe Brandon made some progress last week.
You have to make progress when you go 0-6 1 week. So
Tommy won the week last week at 4-2.
I did.
I'm not kidding. If I could show you guys the hieroglyphics I'm trying to look at here to navigate the standings, but I think that is correct.
Job's still open, by the way.
Paul, you're doing a great job.
Any volunteers, the job is wide open.
You're doing a great job with it. We greatly appreciate it. All right. Let's get right into it. We've got 6 games to pick, and it starts tonight. 8 o'clock, K-State out in the desert taking on Arizona. Arizona is getting 1.5 against the team that just lost to Army and struggled against North Dakota. I'm in the lead. I will go first. The Dylan Edwards news, I have no reason when we get that news to not assume that he will play. And I do think that optimistically it could be the lightning rod this team needs. Arizona, I don't think, is very good either. I don't know. The question is K-State not very good, or are they not playing very good? I'm still of the camp that they're not playing very good more than they're not good. So I'll take K-State, and I'll lay the point and a half. Tommy, that puts you next.
Yeah, you got to have a bounce back, right? Like, we keep needing a bounce back. We've been saying it for weeks now. I mean, we're already into the fourth game of the season for the Wildcats, and we keep grasping for this comeback and this bounce back, and I think it's probably going to happen tonight. I'd like to think so. I think the news of Dylan Edwards being cleared to play could be monumental and could be the lightning rod that this team needs to get back into it. Knowing that, and knowing that they've got a bye week going into conference play, they don't want to have a bad taste in their mouth going into conference play. I'll take the Wildcats and I'll lay the points.
Paul, you've got a chance to disagree here.
Well, right now, I wouldn't take K-State if they were playing Derby High and getting 5 points. I'd still take
Derby. I think I still would, but yeah,
I think I would too.
Yeah. Well, all right, but you get my point. I've got no confidence in this football team at this point. I'm going to take Arizona, and I think I might be on an island. And I think I like this island.
I don't know that you're going to be on an island with that. Let's find out. TJ?
Yeah, I really don't want to pick K-State based on what they've shown me, but I do agree that I think that the Dylan Edwards news just kind of changes things a little bit. If nothing else, it just changes the vibes around K-State. So I think they can get it done tonight.
I don't know how good Arizona is or not, Brandon, but I have to assume they're better than Army. You going to give Paul that island?
I don't want to. The thing about K-State's defense is going to be so banged up. They were on the field the entire game on Saturday, and now it's on a short week on the road. I don't want to pick them, but I think Avery Johnson's arm is just going to be a little too much tonight. Give me the Cats, and I'll let the defending champion have an island as much as I don't want to.
There you go. Thank you, guys.
I am pretty stunned that Paul got Arizona on their own. All right, hey, Georgia and
by Brandon, they're picking the Cats when they play the Cats.
There you go, pick the Cats. Georgia, Tennessee, at Tennessee. Tennessee's a home dog. 4 points, Tommy. 4 points enough at home to take the Vols?
No, I actually am going to tail P.J. Glasser. We talked about this game, T.J. and I did, with P.J. yesterday, and one of the things that P.J. brought up is that Georgia only plays for the SEC. Like, when they play non-conference FBS opponents or they play FCS teams, they don't cover the spread. That they're not good at that. Kirby Smart doesn't really show a whole lot against those opponents. But when SEC play kicks off, that's when the Georgia season kicks into high gear. And I agree with him on that. I think I'm pretty sure he's taking Georgia and laying those points. I'm going to tail him. I'm going to take the Bulldogs as well.
Paul?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a tough game because I really have a lot of respect for Tennessee and what they've done over the last few seasons. I really like Tennessee. I like the 4 points. I like the home. That's a lot to like. But I also like Georgia. But I'm going to go ahead and take another island because I see this as a second island for Paul. Paul's going to be great this week, or he's going to stink this week. One of the two. I'm taking Tennessee. Give me my island.
TJ, where are you at with this one?
You know, I kind of like Paul's philosophy there, and he sometimes just does pretty well in these things. I like Tennessee, so give me the Vols.
I am wild. Just on
Bram touchdown.
Brandon?
Yeah, Georgia owns Tennessee. They've won 8 straight. Excuse me. Covered in 6 of those as well. Don't see that changing this time. Give me the Bulldogs.
I'm not betting this game, but I'm not rooting for Georgia. Give me the home dog. Give me the 4 points. I'll take Tennessee. I don't want to root for Georgia. Get out of here with that. A&M and Notre Dame. Paul, you're up first. The Irish are 6.5 home favorites on this one. This is a true home game,
yeah,
right?
True, yes, home game. Yeah. I believe it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
6.5 point favorites at home against the Aggies.
Well, Notre Dame may not be the team we all thought they were. I mean, I thought that they would show better against Miami, but you know, that's a tough place to go play. I can tell you there's a lot of distractions in the city of Miami when you go play there. I've experienced it. I understand that. I know how that works. I'm going to go ahead and take Notre Dame at home. I still don't have that confidence in Texas A&M. Give me the Irish.
Real quick, and I know we're trying to be efficient, what kind of distractions are you talking about, Paul?
Can you come back to the next thing?
In Miami? They,
palm trees, beaches, and bikinis.
Oh.
Okay.
You know what? In Paul's defense, that would distract me too. So I
have been distracted myself in Miami before. Okay. I was just, you know,
good.
Just wondering,
what is this, Bob and Tom?
What kinds of distractions that we were sitting there with? TJ, you taking the Irish? You taking the Aggies?
I'm going to keep my Kansas recruiting parlay going. Avery Johnson with the Cats, Deshaun Brain with the Vols, Ian Premer with the Irish. Give me Notre Dame.
Okay. That's a good enough reason, Brandon.
I like Texas A&M. Notre Dame stinks in home openers under Marcus Freeman. Give me the Aggies.
I like A&M's quarterback quite a bit. But I think Marcus Freeman's as good as we have. I have a hard time imagining Notre Dame losing twice this early in the season. I'm going to take the Irish. 6.5 points seems rich to me. I don't like that number. I like them to win, but I am going to lay the 6.5. It's within the 7 number. I'll go ahead and take it. Tommy?
I can't give Brandon an island here on A&M, and 6.5 is a lot of points. If it was more like 4.5, 3.5, somewhere around there, I'd probably lay the points with Notre Dame, but knowing that it's 6.5, give me A&M on the road.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is give a guy who's 5-14 a little bit of momentum.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's right. Yeah. All right, we go to the NFL now. We will select 3 NFL games. This puts TJ up first for our NFL picks. We've got Bears at the Lions. Lions, 6-point favorites at home. Both teams disappointed in their outcomes in week one. TJ, the Bears certainly played better than the Lions in week one. What do you think?
I'm going to bring back my favorite stat of these pick segments, Jared Goff in a dome. He's going back home and they're going to play way better than they did last week. They're covering that number.
Brandon, Dan Campbell doesn't like to play his guys in the preseason. The Lions historically start slow, probably partly because of it. Is 1 week enough to shake the rust off? Are they going to be good to cover a 6-point spread at home against the Bears?
I am still nervous about this Lions team without Ben Johnson. That offense did not look good, but I have no faith in Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson at all. Give me the Lions.
It's Ben Johnson revenge game a little bit. Revenge for what? I don't know. But, you know, the reunion's there. I think he probably has had things put aside for this game all offseason. I think the Lions will win it. I think the Bears will cover. Give me the 6 points. Give me the Bears. Tommy?
Yeah, look, I think that this is a prime bounce-back spot for the Lions. One of these two teams is going to be 0-2 in the division, which is wild after just 2 weeks. I like Ben Johnson. I think that what he's got going in Chicago is going to be really good. But I think that this is where Dan Campbell and the Lions, make their hay a little bit. And so I'm going to lay the points at home with the Lions. Give me them.
Paul, your Detroit Lions, given 6 points after looking the way they did in week one. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you remember correctly, I did not take the Lions. I had a last moment, epiphany. Can I use that word on the radio? Is that legal? Epiphany. But I had one.
I don't think there's anything wrong with epiphany.
And I'll tell you right now, I have no confidence in Caleb Williams. I just don't. I didn't think he was going to be a great pick when they picked him. I didn't even think he was a great quarterback at USC at times. I'm going to go ahead and take the Lions on this one as well, guys. That puts Jacob. You're on an island, I believe.
I got an island with 6 points in a divisional game. I don't feel too bad about that. Let's go to the other one on Sunday, and our last pick will be Monday Night Football, but we're going to get to Eagles-Chiefs now. The Chiefs are still, with the Xavier Worthy news yesterday, 1.5-point home dogs. Brandon, you're up first with this one. We know about Mahomes as a home dog. Like, we know all these things. What are you doing with this?
I do think the Chiefs are going to be able to have some success against the Eagles secondary, but I think this Eagles team is just better at this point in the second week of the season than the Chiefs. I'm going to ride with the defending champions on the road. Give me the Eagles.
I think it's a bad matchup at a bad time until I know that the Chiefs are able to run the ball. I think it just stylistically is not a good matchup for them in this one. We talked about it earlier. I could be wrong because Worthy could help them run a little more ball control. But at this point on Friday, we don't even know if Worthy's going to play. So I got to take the Eagles, and I got to give the Chiefs the point and a half. Tommy?
I said it earlier in this game, or earlier in this day in the show, that there are probably three or four different ways that the Eagles can beat the Chiefs on Sunday, and there's maybe one path that the Chiefs have to win this game. They have to have it go a certain way. So I think that clearly leans on the Eagles. It clearly shifts things over to the Eagles. That being said, though, home underdogs, Patrick Mahomes, give me the Chiefs at home.
Yeah, it's not, it didn't have to be very logical.
Yeah.
It's Mahomes is a home dog, Paul. What do you think?
Well, let me give you something that's not logical as well. And that is the fact that let's factor in the trip to Brazil. You know, that could have had an effect that we just don't know. That's a heck of a trip. It's a long trip. You know, it's all kinds of new things going on. I'll tell you,
I think a lot of distractions. Think of the bikinis in Brazil.
Rio is just full of bikinis, guys. Let me tell you. But anyway, with that being said,
they were in Sao Paulo, not Rio de Janeiro.
Well, but I mean, it's the same country. Brazil, that's it.
I think we all know the ratio. The bikini ratio is slightly lower in Sao Paulo. Yeah, I mean, clearly. Rio.
Okay. All right, you got me. All right. So Tommy took the Chiefs. I'm going to also take the Chiefs. And I the reason I'm going with is because now they're home. They're on rock solid ground. It's a routine. They know the routine. Just give me the Chiefs just for that fact.
Not as many bikinis in Kansas City in September.
No.
TJ, where are you at with this one?
I think Patrick Mahomes, if the research was right, he's only been a home dog one time, and he lost that game. So he's 0-1 as a home dog, but there's a reason he's not a home dog very often. Right. So give me the Chiefs.
All right. So what is that? Brandon, you took the Eagles, too. I was about to say, did I just get an Eagles Island?
No, you too.
We got that one an even split. All right. Let's go to Chargers Raiders Monday Night Football. It's the week where we get the Monday Night doubleheader, which I love. It just means I'm really tired here on Tuesday morning, but whatever, we'll deal with it. Chargers going to Vegas. Vegas is a 3.5 point home dog. Boy, this one's interesting to me. I think everybody in the world is riding the Chargers high because they beat Kansas City. I'm high on the Chargers, like real high on the Chargers. But I think Geno and Pete Carroll have got a little something cooking there. 3.5 points. If it was under three, maybe. I'm going to take the field goal on the hook. Give me the Raiders at home here. You know, back-to-back road weeks for the Chargers, Brazil, and now to Vegas. I think there's still lots of bikinis in Vegas in September. So give me Vegas. Give me the 3.5 points, Tommy.
Oh, man, I'm high on the Chargers as well after last week. And I think that the Raiders are clearly ascending, and they've got something cooking there. I agree with you on that. That being said, though, I think the Chargers are further along in that process. I understand why they're the favorites in this game. I'm going to ride with them again.
Paul, what do you think on this one?
Well, this is an interesting game, and also with regards to the Raiders being the home game, I'm just gonna go ahead and take the Raiders. Be easy.
Well, it's not. Here's what makes it not easy, TJ, is we don't know if Brock Bowers is going to play. Didn't practice yesterday. Now that's not that big a deal. Remember, it's Monday Night Football. Today and tomorrow's practice reports are far more impactful. But right now, it's a question. I think if he wasn't playing, I don't think this line would be 3.5. I think Vegas expects him to play.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to pick the Chargers for the sheer reason of whenever they were down in Brazil, they figured out how to turn Quentin Johnson back into TCU Quentin Johnson. So they might have a wide receiver one on their hands and him as well. I don't know if it was his play on the field or what he was doing off the field down in Rio, but Quentin Johnson's good again. So give me the Chargers to cover that.
Wide receiver one, Ladd McConkey would like to have a word.
They got two now.
And Keenan Allen.
And Keenan Allen. Brandon, the Chargers are loaded. This is a Vegas conversation. I don't think anybody doesn't have high hopes or high expectations for the Chargers. It's really, what do you think of the Raiders? If they're any good, 3.5 points at home is a lot of points.
They are good, but I think they still have a little bit of a learning process to go. I think the Chargers are going to win. They're probably going to win by four. But yeah, I think there's just going to be a little bit too much LA. They got a little bit extra rest as well. They got out of Sao Paulo, left those bikinis behind, got back to LA where there's definitely no bikinis. So they're locked and loaded for this game.
And not that anybody cares for this segment. I also think the Chargers are going to win. I just think it's going to be within the number. It's a points bet for me. All right, that's it. We made it.
Let's go.
with, like, I don't know, 30 seconds to spare on this. So we got it done. We're becoming more efficient. We're a more efficient offense here on our sports daily picks. So we get that done. It's in the books. Paul's got it all written down. You good over there, Paul? You got it?
I got it right there, big boy. It's all right there.
Clear as day.
There you go.
There it is. The official record keeping is in. We will be back next week to brag about it. So what we have coming next, we will keep the coach. We will keep TJ Cleland in to get us apprised of what's coming on A Catch at Kansas Friday in the high school football world. We'll do that all. I was out of town. I might need a little recap. What did we learn in week one? We'll do a little of that as well as we make our way through Sports Daily. If you want to win some HTO right now, you can text the keyword T to the short code 20357. That'll get you a free cup of iced tea in East Wichita, West Wichita, or Derby. Come try the all-new caramel apple iced tea. Again, that is T to 20357. Good luck there, everybody. Can't wait to talk a little high school football. We're in the full mix here, everybody. We're going to do that next. It is a Catch at Kansas Friday. Stick around. We've got more Sports Daily coming your way.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily on KFH on this Friday edition. Tommy Caster, Brandon Zinner, Paul Savage, TJ Cleland. I think we have Jacob Albrecht at some point. I don't know if he's MIA right now, but that's okay. We're going to talk some high school football. Catch at Kansas. It's funny, fellas, because you know we just heard Jacob before the break talk all about how he was out of town and didn't get to hear about what was going on in week one in high school football. We're about to talk high school football, and he's not sitting in his chair right now. So he's not going to get to hear about it until there he is.
Come on, man.
Like you were talking before the break about how you didn't know what was going on in the high school football world, my friend, and you weren't there to hear about high school football. Welcome back.
Yeah, I look up and all of a sudden I'm like, Hayes beats Derby? And that was in Derby, wasn't it?
In Derby. Well, 2-point conversion at the end of the game.
Hold on a second. That's a good football team there.
Mm-hmm. Hayes, I know it is. I know we had high expectations.
Okay.
For Hayes. Don't misunderstand.
Okay, I got you.
But going into Derby and beating Derby, we also had high expectations for Derby.
Right.
And like that's what I was just like, oh, it's going to be this kind of high school football season. Like, let's go. Mm-hmm. So I would ask you this, TJ, Brandon, as you look at the list of games, where's that game this week? Like, who's going to open our eyes like that this week?
Yeah, I think when you look, obviously, Paul's going to be on hand on the sideline tonight, East-Northwest. When you look, Northwest has as much talent as anybody in the state. They struggled a little bit against Carroll last week. We were able to put up enough points in the second half to run away with a 42-21 win. But I mean, I think Northwest, a lot of people expect them to be there at the end of the year. We have a fun game tonight as well in Valley Center. Hutch going to Valley Center, two teams that put up massive offensive numbers in week one, going up against each other in Valley Center. We're going to have coverage of both those games. And then smaller schools around here, but Hoisington and Heston's also a really spicy game. Heston has as much talent in this area and that 3A level outside of Andale. Both of those teams met last year when they were 7-0, and Andale put a beat into the Swathers, and Heston, they have it out this year. That's a game that they really want, so they're going to continue to try building, and it starts week two tonight against Hoisington.
By the way, high school football coverage on Sports Daily is brought to you by Zintex. Remodel your bathroom in as little as one day with Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. Paul, Brandon mentioned this. Do you think that your guys there at East get as hyped for any game on the schedule in any year than Northwest? Is this the one?
Well, I think we're not only the only team. I think most teams, because they're the one to beat. They're the one with all the accolades, with all the D1 offers and all that kind of thing going on. Now, it was a heck of a game with Carroll last week for Northwest. I've seen a lot of the film. I've watched a lot of the film on Northwest and Carroll. Guys, Carroll's better than they've been for a while. Mark it down. They're not a bad football team.
Definitely not.
And they're going to beat some other teams. They're bigger. They're faster. They're stronger. They have gotten some good kids developed and ready to go. I don't know where they've been the last couple years, but this is not your normal – well, I should say normal. This is not your last year, two, 3 years Carroll football team. This is a really good football team. That's going to be an up-and-comer, and they're going to upset some people before this is all said and done. Now, with that being said, we've also got some interesting situations like particularly in the City League. One is that South may not be as good as I thought they were. Last week, you were in with us, I believe, and mm-hmm. we talked about South. I said I was giving them accolades. I'm not sure they're going to be.
They trip up in week one.
They do. They trip up in week one. I'm stunned at that. I'm very, very surprised. So that's going to be interesting. Capen is still going to be a team to beat. They're going to give Northwest a run for the money just as
they kind of had a little bit of a slow start, by the way, against Andover, but they were finally able to kind of turn it around in the second half.
But they ended up winning the game, and that was the big thing. And were they as good as they could be? A lot of people, Tommy, on week one are not as good as they're going to end up being. That's just the way that works. But
especially with that weather last week, it was pouring. It was not ideal weather for anybody in week one.
By the way, you brought up Heston just a few seconds ago. We had them in our Jubilee this year, and let me tell you, Heston's a good football team.
They're fantastic.
Do not look past Heston. Mm-hmm. They are a very, very good football team. And the other team that's kind of an interest to me would be Collegiate. And Collegiate has a really good test with Rose Hill. They need a bounce back from a loss to Wellington. You know, there's no shame in losing to Wellington, fellas. Wellington's a good football team. Collegiate will have its hands full with Rose Hill. They also were in that Jubilee that we were in. Heston and Rose Hill and Cheney were also there. And Rose Hill is going to be a great test. They're going to be a good test for Collegiate. And those are some things that I'm kind of keeping my eye on and watching. But, you know, Northwest will be a fun game. We all live to play these kind of games. That's what we do.
Yeah, you mentioned Wellington. They're going to Andale tonight as well. We all know about Andale, a good 4A team in Wellington, going to the best 3A team in the state. So that's one. That's our game of the week. That's what we'll have coverage on. And then another one, we mentioned Hayes. We won't be out in Hayes for this game, but they're playing Choctaw out of Oklahoma, reigning state champion. So that's going to be another great game, another good litmus test.
No, nothing for the Hayes about Indians. Choctaw, but if they're the reigning champion, which I know
they're a state champion. That's all I know.
There you go. Well, that's tremendous. And anyway, go ahead.
I love it. I love the round table. I love the discussions on it. It all, of course, comes to a head. TJ, what?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kinds of Ketchikansas coverage can we expect today throughout the day? Because it's not just after the games finish, right? You can get the scores. It's much, much more than that.
Yeah, I don't think TJ's in here. I will take it. TJ's also off for the evening. Enjoy that. But yeah, we have Wellington and Dell, as I said, our game of the week. Rachel's going to be out there previewing that live beginning at 4:30. We're also going to have weather out there, so getting weather, getting everything set for your high school slate across the area. We're also going to have live coverage from Valley Center beginning, at, as I said, at 4:30, and that live coverage begins at 5. Goes all the way up until 6:30, and then after the games, we'll have our Catch a Kansas show beginning at 10:35 on the CW with myself and Rachel Hallam, breaking down all the games from across the state. I think we have highlights from 10 games maybe tonight. We also are going to have coverage from that K-State game as well, keeping an eye on that. So a busy, busy night over at 12 News.
And, of course, catchakansas.com will have you all covered in the Catch a Kansas app. We've got a few minutes left, fellas, which is a perfect opportunity because I know Tommy has been chomping at the bit and disappointed we have not had a chance to talk about Thursday night football yet. Tommy's Green Bay Packers. Are you comfortable with that yet, Tommy? Your Green Bay Packers?
My Green Bay Packers? Yeah, I'm okay with
Tommy's,
that.
Tommy's Green Bay Packers looked very strong last night in their win against the Washington Commanders. It was 27-18. Washington did get some points late. Never felt like to me that it was particularly close. Tommy, we'll start with you. I got to tell you, and listen, I think I had Green Bay even missing the playoffs. But what was irresponsible in that for me is I also expected them to have one of, if not the best defenses in football this year. And that was probably enough to not say something like that. It's even better now, obviously, with Micah Parsons. If Jordan Love if he's the dude, and he's not going to get as much time every week as he had last night, but if he's the dude, they are going to be a tough team to beat.
Yeah, they absolutely are. I mean, that was the key to the victory last night for them, was the fact that they did what they needed to do offensively. It wasn't like this crazy wild output offensively, but they did what they needed to do, and then their defense was just suffocating, and really they were able to contain Jaden Daniels pretty well, especially in the first half where they, you know, kept them out of the end zone and really limited them to field goal opportunities in that first half. They do have a little bit of concern. It's kind of like the Chiefs, where they're depleted at wide receiver. Jaden Reed goes down with an injury. They're already without Christian Watson. They're going to have to figure that part of it out. And you know, I don't know if they are going to be looking
Rich
externally.
And Dobbs and
right.
Golden. I mean, they've drafted a billion of them.
They have. So I don't know exactly what the
Tucker
answer
Kraft
is there. Tucker Kraft is, I think, the X factor in that. He had a phenomenal game last night. But yeah, I'm comfortable owning them. They were my NFC representative in the Super Bowl this year.
Brandon, you know what they're starting to remind me of a little bit? And it's mostly defensively. They're starting to remind me of those great Giants teams that took down the Patriots. They're going to create so much pressure now with Parsons there in that front four that it is going to allow them to do so many. They were already going to be a great defense, and now that pressure comes just with four. Man, they're going to be, that's why to me, that's what it's going to be hard to score on them this year.
Yeah. I am skeptical until I see them play up against I think these two teams that they've played, the Lions and the Commanders, I both think they have major offensive line issues. The Lions had to replace everybody on their interior from this last year. The Commanders obviously add Laremy Tunsil, but they have struggled elsewhere on the offensive line. But I think this Green Bay team is really, really good. And as a Vikings fan, I absolutely hate that they went out and added Micah Parsons. But, I mean, that's going to be a great team to follow all throughout the year. I had them as a playoff team going into the season, and watching them these first 2 weeks only validates that even more.
Paul, it'll take 3 or 4 years to truly evaluate the Parsons trade and everything else. But in the short term, through 2 weeks, it's going to make him better. Like, unless he's hurt, it's going to make him better this year.
Oh, you think so? You think so, big boy? That's kind of an understatement. And right now, I don't know that you need those kind of games. I'm kind of starting my evaluation process.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now. And right now, I like the way they're playing up front. That might be one of the most dominant up front fours on defense in the entire league. It could very well be. I know there's some really good ones, but man, they are good. They're quick, they're fat, and they're physical. That's the other thing. It's not just like, you know, they're running around blocks and you know, Olaying offensive linemen to make plays. That's not what they're doing. They're being physical.
They let go of a Pro Bowl defensive tackle too. They've had to prove they can stop the run without him. You know, he wasn't, right. It wasn't just draft picks in that trade. And that's where they've really stepped up. But Brandon's point is good. Those are two teams right now with flawed offensive lines that could just be a matchup, you know, condition that favors the Packers. What do they do against a team with a good offensive line? I think that'll be the next test for them, but certainly in the NFC, I don't feel any more confident in any other team in that conference right now than it looks like we will with the Green Bay Packers.
Until J.J. McCarthy takes down Michael Penix on Sunday Night Football.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Michael Penix.
Michael
Penix. Let's be very clear about the way his last name is pronounced.
Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're a little off the rails this morning. That's okay. It's early on a Friday morning. Why not? Real quick reminder, K-State football tonight at Arizona. That is a Friday night game. You'll hear it right here on KFH, and the coverage for it begins at 6 o'clock. So it takes a minute. It feels late in the season to be playing Friday night games. I'll be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Let me give another quick programming note. So we last week debuted here on KFH, the Kansas High School scoreboard show for high school football, all the scores around the state because of K-State football. That's going to be preempted tonight, so you'll be able to get all the scores tomorrow morning. We'll air that show tomorrow morning. And, of course, the Catch a Kansas show on TV will continue. So that's where you'll want to find all the coverage.
Well, I love it because as people are driving home, they can listen to that scoreboard show, and then when they get home, they can flip on the Catch a Kansas show. We are your spot for high school football this year. All right, we'll come back up. We'll wrap up the week then.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.